Conway up the wing. Phillips is going to come in there for the Crows. Not quite hot. He used her body. Couldn't gather either. Soccer off the ground. Wardlaw's going to run back for Brisbane. Going to get met in a tackle two. Goes further back. It's out in front of O'Dwyer. Stevie Lee Thompson back there too. She has to pick the ball up. Stevie Lee, turn and go. Wheels back inside. And the kick, well, it came up the centre wing. Hodder then gets a handball off as a siren sounds here at Adelaide Oval. And the celebrations, that's the Brisbane Lions win the 2021 AFLW Grand Final by 18 points.
Wow, what a win for the Lions. They withstood all the pressure of the Crows at that start of the last quarter, but they were just too good in the end. Throughout the day, I thought they were a better team. Too fast, too strong, and they thoroughly deserved the victory. Congratulations to the Lions.
Score at the Adelaide Oval. The Brisbane Lions 6-2-38 defeating the Adelaide Crows 3-2-20 as the scores are confirmed here at the Adelaide Oval. A brilliant performance from the Brisbane Lions. Two goals to Jesh Wushner, two goals to Courtney Hodder, singles to Dawes and Arnell. While for the Crows, their three goal kickers this afternoon, Eloise Jones with that important one in the final term to give them a spark. Stevie Lee Thompson and Danielle Ponta also the goal kickers this afternoon for the Adelaide Crows. But they've finally removed the runners-up tag.
You feel like justice is served, don't you, a little bit? If you lose two and another team have won two, we all said at the start of the game you want to go with your heart. And for the heart, for the win, it's good to see teams that have never tasted success before taste it. It'd be good for the competition too.
Yeah, I think it's a great reward for the Lions, as you said. Over the course of 5 years, they've been a fantastic side, and they deserve their time at the top now. And not an easy thing to do to come that late oval and knock off the Crows, and they've been able to do it, so they've done it the hard way. So a fantastic win. They thoroughly deserve this.
Well, that's the thing, that they've actually won. The Crows, they've beaten them twice at Norwood Oval, and now they've got them here at Adelaide Oval. So the Crows have never beaten Brisbane Lions in Adelaide.
Yeah, no, it's a fantastic...
It's a hoodoo side.
It is, and considering the disappointment in 2017 and 2018 for the Brisbane Lions, they get some reward this afternoon, having done a rebuild as well in the last few seasons. They find themselves back up the pointy end, and they've been able to get the job done here this afternoon. The final score again at the Adelaide Oval, 6-2-38, the Brisbane Lions defeating the Adelaide Crows 3-2-20. That's all thanks to Identifiber, specialising in asbestos mould, air quality and environmental services. The first half was a real struggle between the two sides. Neither you felt really gained ultimate control. That was shared momentum between the two sides, and Brisbane used that third quarter to really break away.
Yeah, they did. And it was a tight game all in all, but I thought there were a couple of moments in the game, a couple of little goals, Hodder, we mentioned it from the pocket, and a couple of chase down tackles from the Lions. I thought there were a few big moments, and I thought Brisbane owned all those big moments. And at the end of the day, that was, I think, the reason why they've come out on top. So, fantastic game of football, really, and a great display of what the women bring to our game. So, you know, they're great role models for football, and they've put on a fantastic show here at Adelaide Oval.
Some sad news, though, for both sides. Emma Zilke was seen on the bench in tears during the third quarter, so there's an injury there to her. And also for Angela Foley, who came from the ground in the third quarter. It looked nasty on the vision that we caught a glimpse of. So not a great result for the two skippers out there this afternoon with injury concerns for both of them, and a serious one at that for Foley. And we'll try and get the extent of both of those injuries before we sign off from the Adelaide Oval this afternoon. But not great news. I think Foley's out there on crutches at the moment for the Adelaide Crows. The stand-in skipper for Chelsea Randall this week.
It definitely looked like a knee. And you know when those knees go inside like that, it's either you've gone medial meniscus or it's an ACL. So
didn't look great. I mean, encouraging she was walking off unassisted. That's sometimes a good sign, but you never like to see anyone go down, and especially the captain after, you know, taking over from Chelsea throughout the week. So, hard luck story for the Crows, but take nothing away from Brisbane. They were fantastic again today. To come to Adelaide and execute their game style, I thought they were sensational all day. Adelaide had their opportunities, you know, owned most of the footy, and controlled the ball in their forward half, but I thought they just were a bit wasteful going forward, and the Lions were able to intercept Mark, which we know is a strength of theirs, and probably had too much speed on the outside and were able to get him in behind.
Who's best on ground, guys? This is going to be an interesting one.
I know you're in the favoured camp of Conway.
Conway late was very good when they came, but I'm going to go out there. I'm going to go with Lutkins.
Yeah, I liked Lutkins. I thought she stood up over the four quarters and repelled a lot of the Crows' attacks. Also thought Anderson and Bates were generals in there for them all day, and got on top of Hatchard, Phillips, Marinoff and the like. So one of those three for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go Anderson. I think
you're going Anderson?
There were a few crucial moments in the game today where I think she stood up, particularly when the game was in the balance. And I feel her 23 touches this afternoon, alongside Bates, who had 23 as well. Lutkins, 18.
Yeah, 18 and 6 marks, and that's essentially playing like a full-back or a centre-half back. I mean, that's every time they went down there, those marks would all be contested too.
Yeah, and that was the danger. The Crows knew that going into the game, so unfortunately they played into her hands. I wouldn't want it like to be picking the best on ground is, I think, one of those three. But for the Crows, I thought Stevie Lee Thompson was fantastic all day. She certainly carried the side, and I thought Anne Hatchard batted on hard.
20 disposals for Hatchard, 18 for Thompson. Marinoff ended up with 16, but was very quiet in the first half. Well held. I think Spark had the job on her today, who also had a job on Bree Davey last weekend in the preliminary final for them. Erin Phillips didn't have her standout game that I think we were all expecting her to have. Didn't even register on the scoreboard this afternoon either, Erin Phillips. So.
But also had Lutkins playing on, not that I'll keep rowing my boat here, in regards to the pick.
He's trying to influence the medal counters.
It was a huge job by the Brisbane Lions halfbacks, I felt. But that was where the game was won and lost. The Crows, once they went forward, their defenders were enormous.
I thought they might have missed a trick there, the Crows, with Phillips. I thought they potentially could have isolated her at some point throughout the day. With their weight of numbers with the inside 50s, I think they got quite wasteful. But Brisbane structured up really well behind the ball. It would have made it tougher, even Erin. But that would have been a look I certainly would have went for.
So what does this do now for the Brisbane Lions? Because they've had such an incredible season. We've detailed their journey to the grand final this afternoon. They made it 2017-2018, then went under a rebuild. The young talent, the confidence that you get from the young group of players coming through to play in a grand final, beat the home side in it. What does that do to their mentality?
Oh, this is huge. You know, this is why you play footy, obviously, to win these games. And on the road at Adelaide is massive. They're going to go from strength to strength. They're a destination club now for girls as well. And I think not just for the AFLW program, but for the grassroots and for the girls and women in Queensland, they'll be reading about these girls in the paper and on the news tonight and tomorrow. So you can't, what's going to come from that? We don't know, but we'll see the fruits of that in the years to come. And they're all great role models for young girls throughout Queensland.
They're surging up there. The participation numbers, they've been going through the roof pretty much since the inception of the AFLW, and a little bit prior to that as well. There's some extraordinary talent coming through the system as well, which is now being shared by both the Lions and the Gold Coast Suns up there. But this really does put them on the mat, and it gets the monkey off the back as well, because they've been known as the runners-up. They've been known to be there or thereabouts, as we get a glimpse of Angela Foley with ice on her left knee on the bench. An absolute heartache at the end of the game for the Adelaide Crows, the fill-in skipper for her side this weekend. That's just shattering for them. Another serious knee injury on grand final day. We had a couple of them a couple of years ago in the 2019 edition. So it's not been a good day for the Adelaide Crows.
I've just tried to find the crowd figure, and the AFL at one point, sort of close enough to the start of the game, had the crowd at 25 or just over 1,000. So it certainly felt like that in here. It felt like it probably could have hit 30, Dougie, the crowd here.
Yeah, the crowd were great. They were fantastic trying to lift the girls, the local girls, home. But yeah, to get to 25, 30,000 to a game of football, given the circumstances in the current climate, I think it's a credit to all the locals and the AFL and AFLW. So it was a great day, great spectacle for football and for females football.
Just awaiting the presentations to take place, and we'll try and get a few of those away before we sign off from the Adelaide Oval this afternoon. It's Women's Footy for McDonald's. Try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. The final score this afternoon in the 2021 edition of the AFLW Grand Final, 6-2-38. The Adelaide Crows going down to the Brisbane Lions this afternoon, 3-2-20. The Crows managing to get on the scoreboard. The goal kicks for them, Jones, Thompson and Ponta. While for the Brisbane Lions, Wushner kicked to Courtney Hodder. That goal is going to be spoken about for years to come. That's just what she was able to do in that second term. I know we keep bringing it up, but if you get an opportunity to go searching for some vision, go look at it because it's seriously worth it. She kicked two goals and this afternoon.
At a time in the game, sorry, when you know they were backs to the wall, and that we talk about game-changing moments, that was certainly for me, that was the one. So not just a special goal, but at a special and much-needed time in the game.
Isabel Dawes also on the board. And Lauren Arnell in what we believe to be her final game of AFLW as well this afternoon. And we'll get a premiership medallion very, very shortly. Got a goal on the board. Standing by to take you downstairs to discover who will be our best on ground this afternoon in the 2021 edition of the AFLW Grand Final. It was the Lions by 18 points. Let's take you down to the post-game presentation.
Way to cap off what has been an incredible 2021 NAB AFLW season. Let's hear it just for the season that was after COVID. Let's have a round of applause. As we begin the formal presentations, on behalf of the AFL, I'd like to acknowledge and thank the AFLW's premier partner, NAB, represented here today by Rachel Slade, Group Executive of Personal Banking. First, let's congratulate the field, boundary and goal umpires as we welcome Nick McGuinness to the stage, representing all umpires today, to receive a grand final medallion to be presented by Gabrielle Traynor from the AFL Commission. Let's hear a round of applause for our umpires today. Well, they've had a magnificent season, but today wasn't theirs. I know you'll all join me now in acknowledging the 2021 AFLW runners-up, the Adelaide Crows. I'd now like to ask Crows captain Ange Foley up onto the stage. She is limping, so I know you'll all give her a big cheer as she hobbles up here today to say a few words.
Thanks. Excuse me, I've got a bit of a cheat sheet. I don't want to forget anyone. But firstly to Brisbane, Emma and Craig, congratulations. You guys were too good today. Enjoy it. It's going to be a big party, so all the best. Thank our club sponsors, BHP, WorkSkill, and for all your support, and thanks to the league's sponsors too in NAB. Thanks for all your support, and thanks for getting behind us. Thanks to our support staff at the club. You guys do an amazing job. There's a reason why we get out on the track and out to games every week, and it's because of the work that you guys do for us, so we're really thankful for that. And just a special thanks to Doc as well, mate. You're amazing. You do a great job with us, and we love you a lot, and sorry we couldn't get the job done for you today. Thanks to our members and our supporters. We've got the best fan base in the country, and thanks for coming out today. And lastly, girls, I'm proud of every single one of you. We're 30 strong. This is going to put a little bit of fire in our belly. Bring on 2022.
Well, now to start celebrating our premiers, I'd like to welcome AFL Chairman Richard Goyder to the stage to present the player of the match, best adjudged as best on field in the 2021 AFLW Grand Final. And the winner is Kate Lutkins.
I'd just like to really give my thanks to NAB for sponsoring the league. I'd really like to thank the AFL for the competition. It's been incredible over the 5 years, and I feel extremely privileged and humbled to be a part of it for that time. Thank you, Doc, Chelsea and Ange from Adelaide. It was an absolute ripper game. We knew it was going to be an arm wrestle right to the end, so you guys have been the team to beat over the years, so thanks for a really great game today. Craig, coaches, Lions, you guys are amazing. Absolutely love you. This is the whole team's award today, and we finally did it after 5 years. And lastly, I'd just like to give a shout out to all the Brisbane fans that flew over today from all over the country. You guys are unreal, I love you!
So Kate Lutkins, the best on ground award, as the cheer squad behind the goals for the Brisbane Lions erupts.
As
the Auskickers get ready to present the medals here at the Adelaide Oval. Kate Lutkins awarded best on ground this afternoon in Brisbane's 18-point victory over the Adelaide Crows. 6-2, 38 to 3-2, 20 this afternoon. As the Brisbane Lions players now start to come forward to get their medallions. Bates was really crucial today.
Yeah, she was in around the ball. You know, I thought they repelled a lot of the pressure and what Adelaide gave to them, but they were able to just, yeah, repel that and get the ball back in the Lions forward half. Her with Anderson, I thought,
we
were outstanding.
Well done. Number three, Brianna Conan. Yeah,
underrated, I think, Conan. Did a lot once, like I said earlier, I think the back six were excellent, and I think Conan was right up there and one of their better players for the day.
14 disposals to her
Number
name
five,
this afternoon, six
Jane
marks.
Ellinger
contributing this afternoon, took laid three tackles and had seven disposals for the Brisbane Lions this afternoon as we continue to see them win their premiership medals as we prepare to farewell you from
Number
the Adelaide Oval this afternoon. Your final thoughts on this afternoon's game, Richard Douglas.
Yeah, ripper game of footy. I thought two even sides really going hard at it. A couple of crucial moments in the game that I thought Brisbane owned all in all. But, you know, commiserations to the Crows. Fantastic effort, but the Lions really deserve their premiership, don't they? After 5 years and two, twice the bridesmaids, congratulations
Number
to the Lions.
10.
Yeah, couldn't agree more with you, Dougie. Ripping game of football. Perfect conditions, unfortunately. Just outgunned the Crows today, and it was a result in the favour of Brisbane Lions, but there won't be too many disappointed, especially the competition with the evenness of the AFLW. And what a day. It's just good to actually get back and have a flag for the AFLW once again.
Absolutely, considering we didn't get there last year and there was heartache across the competition for many players, and it was probably the opportunity to knock one of these two sides off the podium because they've been so strong over the years, and the Brisbane Lions back on the main stage this afternoon securing their first premiership in the AFLW. And considering how the competition's grown, how the standard has developed over the course of the season, the youngsters coming into the competition as well, the strategic nous is getting bigger and better. AFLW in 2022, I'm already excited.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, it's exciting, and you know, to see a lot of young girls here as well watching their idols is fantastic. And we've mentioned what you know, this win for the Lions is going to do to participation up in Queensland, with girls already flying, and they're going to go from strength to strength. So, you know, it's exciting for what's to lay ahead in 2022 and beyond.
A quick thought on the games that are coming our way in the AFL this afternoon. The Bulldogs taking on the Suns and the Swans taking on the Giants in the Derby. They're the next two matches to get underway this afternoon. Quick thought on both of those.
Yeah, I like the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are flying. I think they're probably the in-form team in the competition. They'll be far too strong for me. Is that one that Eddie had as well, I think?
Marvel.
Yeah,
yep.
Marvel, apologies.
Yeah, Eddie had.
Tell so, just go Docklands. Yeah. Go Docklands.
So they'll be far too strong on that one.
Sydney Roller Giants. I think the Sydney Roller Giants.
Yeah, I think the Giants are just starting to get back to a little bit of their better footy, and the Swans have been up for a little bit, so I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants do roll the Swannies there.
I'm looking forward to Carlton and Power tonight, because I think that's going to be a lot closer than what people think.
It will be, yeah. Obviously, the Port have struggled against Carlton, particularly over at the MCG, so great challenge for Port. Carlton looking to try and string some form together.
So they're the games still to come this afternoon in the AFL. But in the AFLW, the 2021 Premiership went the way of the Brisbane Lions. The players are still receiving their medallions in front of us. Kate Lutkins awarded the Best on Ground award in her side's 18-point victory this afternoon. 6-2-38, the Brisbane Lions defeating the Adelaide Crows 3-2-20, and what was a marvellous spectacle here at the Adelaide Oval. Appreciate the call from Richard Douglas and Miles Fitzner this afternoon. I'm Matthew Cox. This has been Women's Footy on AFL Nation. For McDonald's, try Macca's new McSpicy and Palmy Chicken Burger. We look forward to your company next time.